And that was Reinha from Fabiano do Nascimento. Time now for the Garden Conversation. It is underwritten by the bookstore, selling new and used books, cards, and art supplies on Main Street in Haines from 11 to 5, Tuesday through Saturday. And you can reach them at 766-3356 or online at HainesBookstore.com. Joining me now for Garden Conversation is Melissa and Leanne. Good morning, ladies. How are you doing?
Good morning, JoJo. It's good to see you. I'm sorry Joni's not here, but good to see you.
Thank you.
Leanne, thank you for joining me today on Garden Conversation. I think this is the first time you've been on the radio with me. Is that right?
That's right.
Yeah. And I've always admired all of your amazing house plants. You've just got so many. And today we're going to take a little bit of time to talk about some tips for keeping house plants healthy. And then the importance of growing selected ones to clean our inside air. But before we jump into that, I'm one of the few people in town that people will stop me in the grocery store or on the sidewalk and say, "How are your worms?" Seems kind of like a personal question, but what they're talking about are red worms for my vermiculture. So any of you that have red worms or want to start a vermiculture to do indoor composting, Laura Clements has a bunch of extra worms. She's happy to give away or share. And
very
I do
cool.
too. I do too. So my worms are doing well.
Thanks. Good.
Yeah. So to the houseplants, Leanne, tell us about some of the houseplants that you've grown successfully.
Right now, I have a whole bunch of geraniums that just came in from outside about 2 or 3 weeks ago. And I also have Christmas cactus and wandering Jew and a rubber plant and an aloe and a Hoya.
Okay, so is your Christmas cactus blooming now?
Yes, it's just starting.
Oh, okay, lovely.
Mine's just finishing. I think it's decided that it's a Halloween and Easter cactus. I don't know. It's funny when they decide to bloom. And you have a Hoya. So
yes.
I've not ever met a Hoya before, to my knowledge. Tell me about the Hoya.
The Hoya likes to vine, and it grows all over your windows, and you have to beat it back. But, yeah, it loves to vine, and in the summer, it puts out these large, gorgeous pink blooms that have lots of little flowers, and they have a lot. I wish I could invite a hummingbird in, because they have lots and lots of sticky nectar. And at night, they smell so good. They're so sweet.
Nice.
I like indoor plants that smell good. That's lovely.
Yeah. I wonder if there's any indoor pollinators. Well, possibility. And where did you get your Hoya plant?
Oh, I got it from my mama, who got it from her mama, who got it from her mama.
Wow.
So I've got, this is about fourth generation, according to family legend.
And it's the same plant.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Wow. And so do you repot it periodically, or how do you keep it going?
Yeah, every once in a while I repot it, but it's pretty hard because you can't move it because it's attached to all your windows. So you have to kind of repot it in place.
Okay, that must be a little tricky. And so you would figure if it was your great-grandmother's, it must be how old, do you think?
Oh, over 100 years, I guess.
That's amazing.
It roots fairly easily.
Mm. Okay.
So you can start it from cuttings.
Okay.
And
you were offering me, before we went on the air, you were offering me a cutting this spring.
Oh, maybe. Sure.
Okay.
Come summer.
Okay, come the summer. Yeah. It's hard to get things to root this time of year, I find.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, they don't want to do that.
Nah, no, we know. We'll just wait.
Exactly.
Good lesson for us.
What are some other house plants that you've got?
Oh, I've got a philodendron, and I've got a tomato, and I've got a peace lily, and an ivy, and a couple spider plants and corn plant.
Okay, wow. Okay, and the tomato, now a few years ago, you kept one over the winter.
Yeah, the record is probably two winters.
Wow.
For the same tomato.
And what variety? Do you remember what variety that was?
Their cherry tomato, a sweet cherry tomato.
Okay. And what did you do to keep the tomato going over the winters?
Watered it.
You just brought it, so it had been outside and you brought
No, this one was in the house all summer, and I just sort of stayed there. And because it stayed alive and kept blooming, it stayed there.
And did it produce for you?
Not much in the winter, but in come spring, it put out lots more flowers and lots more leaves. And
okay.
The one there now is its second winter, and I'm not quite sure it's going to make it through the winter. It doesn't look so good.
Okay. All right. But you've had success. That's just amazing. I know one time when I was at your house, I saw the tomato, and it was a time when there shouldn't be tomatoes. Yeah, it's amazing. Okay, and what others have you got? And
I have a ficus.
Yeah,
and I think a dracaena.
Dracaena.
And I brought in the rosemary and the sage.
Mm-hmm. Those are nice.
Various succulents.
Okay, so you have a really nice variety of plants growing. What are some tips that you would share with our listeners for keeping your houseplants healthy?
Well, my mama said her plants grew in spite of her. And I kind of think my plants do that too. The ones that don't tolerate my care don't live, and the ones that do tolerate it live.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it kind of depends on your modus operandi. But I find that in my house this time of year, it's easy to overwater. Mm. They've been growing and growing and growing, and all of a sudden there's no light. And they go, "You're drowning me."
Mm-hmm.
I check them, and, "No, you're not ready to water yet." And also I provide some supplemental light.
Mm. Okay.
For me and the plants.
Yes. No kidding. Yeah.
Smart woman.
It helps us all. Yeah, and overwatering is really the big problem, I think, with a lot of house plants. They'll end up getting root rot. And yeah, because we think that they're as energetic as they are in the summer, and they're not, of course.
Sure.
So in Alaska, especially in the winter, we try to keep our houses from getting too drafty, and the result is the air can become really stale and toxins can accumulate that cause a sick building syndrome and can affect us. Some causes of sick building syndrome are all kinds of things. Adhesives, carpeting, fiberboard, cleaning products, glues, pets, flea powders, caulk, cosmetics, fabrics, gas stoves, paints, tobacco. Everybody's probably heard something that they have off of that list. And the symptoms of sick building syndrome are allergies, asthma, eye, nose, and throat irritation, fatigue, headaches, nervous system disorders, respiratory congestion, sinus congestion. All of that comes from NASA research. From a really good book called How to Grow Fresh Air that is all kinds of wonderful NASA research. It's from 1997, and their recommendation is to grow one house plant for every 100 square feet of living space. And they did this research with the idea of long-term space flight, human space flight. So I sent you, Leanne, a list of the recommended house plants from NASA. And what are some of the ones that you've been able to grow? Can you give us a few of those?
On the list that you sent me, I have a Christmas cactus.
Mm.
And as we said, that's sometimes a Christmas cactus.
Holiday cactus, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A rubber plant, an aloe,
mm-hmm.
philodendron, peace lily, ivy, spider plant, corn plant, ficus, and dracaena.
Mm. Okay, so a whole lot of them. Some of those, like the peace lily, might possibly be poisonous.
Yes.
And so if you have like little kids or pets that like to eat your plants, you might not want to have a a peace lily around. Mm-hmm. So that's yeah. another kind of thing to pay attention to.
Yeah.
I've also grown prayer plant. And did you, I'm not sure if you mentioned spider plant. If you haven't ever grown house plants, start with a spider plant.
Spider plant's about the only one I can keep alive.
Oh, yeah, they're amazing. I've got spider plants that have got to be 30 years old.
Incredible.
Now. Yeah, not like your Hoya, but
no.
close. Yeah. Croton's another one. And I think you mentioned aloe vera, which, of course, is a good healing plant anyway.
Every kitchen needs an aloe.
They
do. Yeah, they're great for burns. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And tulip. Is another one.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So if you have some tulip bulbs, you can put them in a pot and put them out where they get some good chilling, and then bring them in as soon as their little noses start to come up above the soil, and you'll get tulips blooming in your kitchen in the spring.
Ooh.
And that's, yeah, I always have them in January, February, March, tulips in my kitchen, and it's just so nice.
I'm gonna come read a book at your houses, because it sounds like such a lovely place to be.
Yeah, well, we enjoy having the house plants, that's for sure. So, Leanne, if somebody, you know, listening to this show decides, I want to get some house plants, where can they get them this time of year?
Ooh, good question. From your friends?
There you go.
Oh, that's a good question.
Especially if you have friends that are going out of town and need plant sitters.
Exactly. Yeah.
But if it's cold out and you're going to transport them, put them in a paper bag or something to protect them from house to car and car to house.
Yeah, and you're protecting not only from the cold but also from the wind.
Yeah.
Yeah, she said, living with a northern exposure. Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah. So next Thursday, we won't have garden conversation because it'll be Thanksgiving.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, it's here and it's upon us. So I just want to share that I'm really thankful as we think about Thanksgiving. What are we thankful for? I'm thankful that for the opportunity to co-host this show. It's a lot of fun to get to do that, and we're always looking for more co-hosts. So if you're interested in doing that, let Mardell or me know. I'm thankful for Joni for being our regular DJ and JoJo for you filling in today, and to you, Leanne, for joining me today, and all the other wonderful gardeners in this community.
Oh my gosh.
That
so many talents.
Yeah, so many. Yeah. And I keep learning. I've been gardening for 70 years. But I continue to learn from the people who are here. And, you know, I'm really thankful for that opportunity, for that. So we still have a couple of minutes. Are there any other growing tips or keeping houseplants alive? What do you do if you spot aphids, for instance?
Boy, that's a problem, especially in the winter. In the summer, I stick the plant outside and let the birds and whatnot clean it out.
Brilliant.
And in the winter, try and wash it down or, and I don't know, some people buy ladybugs or...
I was wondering if you could do that.
there's a number of different
predators that you can order online.
Lace wings are another one. Praying mantis, if you happen to have them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Ladybugs are good. Okay. But when you spray them down, how do you do that?
Take a squirt bottle and just spray it at the aphids and let the aphids fall down.
Okay. Just water?
What do you use?
You can use just water.
Yeah.
Or you can use an insecticidal soap.
Okay.
Yeah. Sure.
And I think you can get that at the hardware store.
Probably, yeah. And a trick I learned was to fill a pot or a bucket with soapy water. I'm using my hands here. This is very helpful on the
works
radio.
For us.
hold the plant so it won't come out of the pot and flip it upside down. and dip the whole plant and all the way down, so all the soil also goes under the water, the soapy water level, because then that will wash out the any eggs or aphids that happen to be on the soil.
Mm-hmm.
And just give it a really good dunking in there, leave it for a couple of minutes, bring it out, and then wash it off with plain water.
Gotcha.
So, you know, it's a little bit of a messy thing, but, you know, we're gardeners. We like yeah, messy stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm going to ask that garden conversation be changed to Monday so that I can get all the tips from you, ladies.
you can listen to it even
that's
if
true,
you're
that's
not.
True.
And we are on the archives, too.
Oh,
you just
yes,
you have to
right,
just go into right, the morning interviews under KHNS.
Wonderful.
Go to morning interviews under the archives, and you can listen to the shows back a couple of weeks.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
My mother is listening to the show. She's a wonderful gardener, and I have not inherited the green thumb, so I have to work very hard to keep plants alive. And I just love your tips and really appreciate you taking time to join us this morning. Is there anything else you'd like to share?
I think that's probably it, and I think we are out of time.
We're
so,
just there,
Leanne,
yeah,
thank you again for coming on with me. It's been fun, and I do
mm-hmm,
admire all that you do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow, you're and welcome, your Hoya, oh my gosh, that's incredible.
Yeah. Okay, so, thank you, and happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving. And that was Melissa and Leanne joining us for Garden Conversation. We're going to go to Lionel Loweke with Cantaloupe Island and be back in just a moment with your community calendar. You're listening to KHNS, Haynes, Skagway, and Klukwan.